Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
When I was a young man, I carried me pack and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915 the country set sun, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. And they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the wall. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as our ship pulled away from the quay. Amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off to Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, how blood-stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well. He chased us with bullets, he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. Now those that were left, well, we tried to survive in a mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me ass overhead, and when I woke up in my hospital bed, I saw what it had done, and I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda. All around the green bush far and near, fed a hump tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind and insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Sakulaki, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ there was no one there waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared, then they turned all their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I watch my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing old dreams and past glory. And the old men march slowly, all bent, stiff and sore. The tired old men from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men answer the call. But year by year, the numbers get fewer. Someday no one.
From age Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
And a knight won his spurs in the stories of old. He was gentle and brave, he was gallant and bold, with a shield on his arm and a lance in his hand. For love and for valor he rode through the land. No charger have I, and no sword by my side, yet still to adventure and battle I ride. Though back into storybooks giants have fled, and the knights are no more, and the dragons are dead. Let faith be my shield, and let joy be my steed, against the dragons of anger, the ogres of greed. And let me set free with the sword of my youth, from the castle of darkness, the power of the truth. When a knight won his spurs in the stories of old, he was gentle and brave, he was gallant and bold, with a shield on his arm and a lance in his hand. For love and for valor he rode through the land.
Summer comes soon, clouds follow after. Morning sun is hidden by noon, day shrouded over. Tears to face the morning news, we watch our future burn and wonder if we'll ever learn that words can save us. War in broken promised land, fame, fear and gunfire. Cowboy culture, blood on its hands, flag, fuel and empire. Bid parts for shooting stars above the dying trees. No one looking up to see how words can save us. Number one, favorite son, one more outsider. Army drops its cluster bombs, boy sees his future. World, are you listening now? This fool just had his day. Who'll be brave enough to say that words can save us? World, are you listening now? This fool just had his day. Who'll be brave enough to say that words can save us?
Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC. Right now I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
teach me each day.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend. Hey,
South Wales, it seems over 2.5 feet thick. There is still at least 10,000 million tons of the coal that made her famous. Enough for another 400 years. Coalfield will be turning out best Welsh for a few hundred years yet.
Its character is changing as it turns confidently to what may lie ahead.